The Seven Sacraments. Jesus Christ lived on earth for 33 years and founded the Catholic Church. Our Lord taught us the way to heaven and gave us the seven sacraments to bestow upon us the graces we need to be holy. A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace.
Baptism, the sacrament that washes away original sin from your soul, the sin inherited from Adam and Eve, is called baptism. It makes you an adopted child of God and gives you sanctifying grace, the grace that makes you holy. This grace is your ticket to heaven. Sanctifying grace must be protected because it can be lost by mortal sin.
Penance. The sacrament that forgives the sins you commit after baptism is called penance.
Sin. Sin is a willful thought, word, deed, action, or omission forbidden by the law of God. There are two main kinds of sin, mortal and venial. A mortal sin is a serious sin that hurts God very much. Purposely missing Mass on Sunday or stealing expensive things are mortal sins. God will not let anyone into heaven who has an unforgiven mortal sin on his or her soul.
Three things that make a sin mortal. 1. It's a big sin. It is seriously wrong. 2. You know it's a big sin. You know it's seriously wrong. 3. You do it anyway. Full consent of the will. If you have committed a mortal sin, say the act of contrition right away and go to confession as soon as possible. A venial sin is a lesser sin, but it still offends God. Disobeying, fighting, and lying are venial sins. All your sins can be forgiven by the priest in confession if you are really sorry for them. If you ever commit a mortal sin, do not be afraid to tell the priest. He takes Jesus' place and will never tell your sins to anyone.
How to go to confession. After you enter the confessional, kneel down, make the sign of the cross, and say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned."
My last confession was weeks or months ago.
If this is your first confession, say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
This is my first confession." Tell the priest your sins and how many times you have committed them.
When you have finished confessing your sins, say, "I'm sorry for these and all the sins of my past life, especially."
Then mention a sin you are sorry for that you have already confessed.
The priest will talk to you and give you a penance, some prayers, and will tell you to say the act of contrition. Then say the act of contrition. While the priest recites prayers in Latin, absolution, that forgives your sins. When the priest has finished, return to your place and say the prayers that were given to you for your penance.
The act of contrition. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen.
The following is an explanation of the difficult words of the act of contrition. Heartily sorry.
Sorry from your heart.
Offended.
Hurt.
Detest.
Hate.
Dread.
Fear.
Firmly resolve.
Try real hard.
Amend my life.
Try never to sin again.
Examination of conscience for children.
Did I say my prayers without paying attention to them?
Did I omit my morning or night prayers?
Did I use God's name without respect or in anger?
Did I miss Mass on Sundays or holy days on purpose?
Did I misbehave, play, or talk in church?
Did I treat holy things without reverence and respect?
Did I disobey my parents, teachers, or those in authority?
Was I disrespectful to them?
Did I talk back to them?
Did I fight or argue with my brothers or sisters or others?
Did I get real angry?
Did I call anyone names?
Did I make fun of others?
Was I lazy?
Was I cruel to animals?
Did I give bad example?
Did I look at impure pictures?
Did I watch bad TV or movies?
Did I steal anything? Explain.
Did I break something that belonged to another?
Did I tell any lies?
Did I cheat?
Did I want what others have?
Was I jealous?
Did I eat meat on Friday on purpose?
Did I not go to confession at least once a year?
Did I make a bad confession by purposely leaving out a mortal sin?
Did I not receive Holy Communion during the Easter time? Easter time lasts from Ash Wednesday until Trinity Sunday.
If you honestly forgot to confess a mortal sin, the sin is forgiven and you may go to Holy Communion, but you must confess the sin if it comes to mind again.
A bad confession. If you purposely conceal or leave out a mortal sin in confession, you commit a mortal sin of sacrilege, and none of your sins are forgiven. In order to have your sins forgiven, if you made a bad confession, you must tell the priest that you made a bad confession, say the sin or sins you left out, tell the priest the sacraments you received since then, confess any other mortal sins if you have committed any since your last good confession.